T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Join us right now to talk movies, our pal Kevin McCarthy. I believe you can watch him on NBC Sports Washington right now as well.
Very good.
He's hitting us up via Skype. Kevin, good morning.
Kevin, are you there, my friend?
What, is he just not dropped there? Out. The guys were talking to him, and I guess he's...
Now we can hear you, buddy.
We're good now.
Are you there? Can you hear us now?
Apparently he can't hear us.
Okay. Having some issues.
Tell him to put his phone up to his ear. Yeah. I don't know. Is he trying to do a Skype bit? Is that what he's trying to do?
He was on via Skype. They were just talking to him when I was in the production studio during the break, that I guess he's had a sit down with Jennifer Lawrence once again.
Yeah, I saw she was in town. I saw Tommy McFly interviewed her. I saw some other sort of local producer people interviewing her.
Yeah, for the
premiere,
movie that looks good.
Red Sparrow.
Oh, Red Sparrow looks good. Yeah.
Looks like The Americans, the TV show. It's just
bit.
With
right.
She Jennifer
makes,
Lawrence.
She makes good movies, Cakes. All her movies are good.
Yeah, all of her movies,
you know,
are quality. Yes.
Valdez, are you with me? All her movies.
Some are better than others, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some aren't as widely released. You know, you got to dig around for them. But they're probably some of her finest work.
Kevin McCarthy, are you there?
Kevin. JP, John Paul Flame.
There he is.
Hello,
how
Kevin. Are you guys doing?
All
what's
right.
going on?
You tell us. Everyone seems to be talking about this Black Panther movie. It's going to be one of the biggest openings ever. Can you explain to me why there's so much hype surrounding this movie?
Well, first of all, there was a lot of hype surrounding the film for a lot of different reasons. The cast is incredible. The filmmaker behind it is incredible. The character of Black Panther was introduced to us in Captain America: Civil War. He was one of the big highlights of that film, which was one of the best Marvel Cinematic Universe films to come out in a long time. Chadwick Boseman, who plays Black Panther, is a phenomenal actor. The cast, I mean, every single person in this cast is amazing. Angela Bassett, Forrest Whitaker, Letitia Wright, Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead, Lupita Nyong'o. It is just, it's a film unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's a standalone movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and what that means is all these films that have come out over the past, you know, many, many years now, the Iron Man, the Captain Americas, the Thors, the Avengers, they all live in the same universe. But this particular movie, while it is in that universe, completely stands alone. It doesn't rely on anything except for one little story point from Captain America: Civil War. If you're not familiar with what happened, T'Challa, Black Panther's character's father, was killed in Captain America: Civil War, and now he's returning home to Wakanda to become the king. And the villain in this film, Michael B. Jordan, I'm telling you right now, there have not been comic book villains are very hard to do, because a lot of them are these like CGI creations, monsters, whatever they're going to be. But you know, you go back to something like The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger, that was a game changer only because it was such a layered performance. There was an emotional quality to it. Not that he wasn't sympathetic at all, but you understood what he was doing. With Michael B. Jordan here, who plays a character called Eric Killmonger, he has created a villain that you actually understand. You know why he's doing what he's doing, and you don't necessarily disagree with his thought process on why he's doing, why he wants to do what he does, except for clearly the murderous element of it. But I find it interesting that when you're watching a villain who has killed this many people, because if his villain, his character, has scars all over his body, and every time he kills someone, he puts a scar on his body as a marking of what he's done. But that being said, you still find yourself in a weird sympathetic element of what he's doing. So it's very interesting as you're a conflicted audience member watching a superhero film where you're conflicted like that. I think it's kind of a cool thing to have a layered element to that to a movie. So all those reasons are why the film is going to be a massive hit. They're saying possibly $200 million opening weekend this weekend.
What is the largest opening weekend? Like, what is the largest, like, 3-day, and then what is, like, the largest, like, I guess, holiday opening?
Yeah, it's interesting, and that's kind of where it gets a little muddled, Eric, is, like, you know, the weekend for this movie is going to be a 4-day because it's President's Day weekend, so that number is going to be I believe the largest opening of all time, if I'm not mistaken, is either Star Wars or Avengers. One of those two hold the...
What did they do?
Over 200 million. I don't have the exact number in front of me, and I'm sure someone will tweet me, but if you go to Box Office Mojo, it'll tell you there. But Avengers 1 and Star Wars The Force Awakens, I'm almost certain, are the two highest openers of all time. At least over 200 million. I actually believe Avengers did 207 million. I need to double check the numbers on that, but it is a massive deal that a standalone movie. So remember, you have to understand the Avengers was big because it was all the characters coming together. So that was a big deal. It made sense why that movie opened so large. Having a Black Panther film open this large as a standalone film is a massive deal. This is also not just a movie, guys. This is an event. This is like a moment in history and time. Like, if you go to the theaters last night, there were lines out the door of Uptown like a Star Wars movie. And I've never seen anything like that before like Captain America. I don't think, I mean, again, I wasn't at Uptown the night Captain America first opened, but that film did not have anywhere near the traction and or box office prediction that this movie has. And the idea that there are people lined up last night, people are buying out theaters for underprivileged kids who can't afford movie tickets to go to see the movie. And I think that one of the big things, and a lot of the things that the actors have been saying on the press tour, is you rarely get a Black superhero. We've seen it in Blade, we've seen it in Spawn, but here in particular, the idea that a young kid can sit in a movie theater and look up at the screen and go, that superhero looks like me, that's a whole nother realm of why this film is kind of so special at the moment.
Are there any negatives about this movie? How long is it?
I mean, I saw it 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was probably around 2 hours or so. I'm seeing it again today. Every film has flaws, and this film has flaws as well. I do still have things I want to say about it positively, but on the negative side about it, there's a character played by Martin Freeman who was in the Hobbit films, Love Actually. I thought that his character was I didn't think it needed to be as big as it was in the film. When you see the movie, you'll understand what I mean. I can't really get into spoiler territory with that particular role. Some of the CGI in some of the scenes doesn't look extremely great, but it's very minor in certain scenes. And there's a storytelling repetition element that happens kind of midway through that I kind of thought could have been left out. On a positive note, though, this movie has some of the most insane action you'll see. The director of this movie, guys, is 31 years old. So think about that for 1 second. All right. So this guy directed Fruitvale Station and Creed. Did you guys see Creed, the follow-up of the Rocky film?
Yes.
Right. Great movie. Creed was unbelievable. And man, that guy was 29 years old when he made that movie. This kid, his name is Ryan Coogler. He's from Oakland, California, which is actually the opening of where the movie Black Panther opened, is just a savant. I mean, I don't understand how he's making a film on this scale at that age. And Fruitvale Station was just mind-blowingly emotional. It was very, very well done. But he's working on a big scale here. The action sequences that take place in South Korea are some of the most intense action scenes I've ever seen. And Kendrick Lamar, so I'm a big Kendrick fan. You guys know that. I think I talked about his album on the show before, the Black Panther album. If you're a hip-hop fan, the Black Panther soundtrack is an awesome companion piece to the film. It has Absol, J-Rock, everybody's on it. Vince Staples. It is one of the best soundtracks I've heard. It's also a very, very incredible soundtrack in the movie. When you're watching an action scene with Kendrick's song playing behind it, there's just something special about what's going on with this film, and it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what it is, but it is just incredible.
So it's two hours and 15 minutes. I looked it up.
That's long.
What's your official rating?
I gave it a 4.5 out of 5, and the only reason I didn't go 5 was because I had some problems with the Martin Freeman character. But I will say this. If you're looking at the grand scheme of all the Marvel films, including the Captain Americas and the Iron Mans and films like that, I'd put this – I think there's been close to 20 of them right around that area. I'd put this in the top 6 for sure. Captain America, Civil War, Winter Soldier, Avengers, Iron Man 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Black Panther. That's kind of where this movie lives.
Top 6.
But, yeah,
top 6 is pretty good.
You guys got to see it. I'm telling you, it's going to be sold out everywhere this weekend. But a lot of its representation, like, you know, having a predominantly black cast, African-American cast, it is just awesome to see that on the big screen in this type of massive budget superhero environment. So I think it's just more, it's more than a movie. It's kind of it's a moment in time, historically, in my opinion. So it's a big deal.
All right. It just sounds too long, to be honest with you.
No. And here's the thing. You know what the beauty of this movie is? And, like, you guys, I know you guys aren't the biggest superhero fans on the planet. If you haven't seen a single Marvel movie, you'll be 100% following everything happening in this movie. But you have to understand that a lot of these villains that I mentioned at the beginning of the segment are these, like, CGI creations, so you can't really ever connect to it. But Michael B. Jordan, who you guys probably mostly know from The Wire or Creed, is just young, brilliant actor, and he's worked with Ryan Coogler twice before on Fruitvale Station and Creed. He's kind of like the Scorsese-De Niro combination, but he is so good in this, and I've never seen a villain where you're like you understand why he's doing what he's doing. It's really fascinating.
Are there any other movies you saw?
Michael B. Jordan was in The Wire?
Any other movies you saw this weekend?
He was?
Well, Michael B. Jordan was one of the kids who was like, they were in that courtyard of the apartments. Like running the drugs, I believe.
Yeah.
Look him up. He's really, he was really good in The Wire. That's the only movie opening this weekend, but I heard you guys at the beginning of the segment today talking about Jennifer Lawrence. I spent the entire day with her yesterday. I was with her from like 1:30 until 10 p.m. last night. I think I met up with her 4 times yesterday throughout the day. She is so awesome. But the movie that she's in, you guys, especially Jason and Eric, I think you guys are going to love it. It's like a spy espionage.
Red Sparrow,
thriller. It looks like the TV show The Americans. Jason and I watched that show.
When is that one coming out?
It just looks like a movie version of The Americans.
No, it's March 2nd. It is one of the most brutally violent and sexually perverse films you will ever see. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a hard R rating. It's unlike anything she's ever done before. She plays a prima ballerina essentially in Russia after a horrible accident. Her family, her uncle, forces her to become a Russian spy, and she starts working with a CIA officer played by Joel Edgerton, and kind of conflicts with the idea of becoming a double agent. But this director, Francis Lawrence, also directed I Am Legend, Constantine, 3 of the Hunger Games films. This is a hard R rating. And when you're sitting in the theater watching the people, there are scenes that are very uncomfortable. There's a violent sequence in this film that I think is going to be on everyone's nightmares for many, many years to come. But I'll have the review coming out on March 2nd.
I don't
see that. Can't even review it yet. All right, last question. Did you ask Jennifer Lawrence about Taco Bell in any of your 4 meetings?
No. I haven't. I kind of gave the Taco Bell bit up a long time ago. She's actually really cool. I was actually, I don't know what happened or how this came down the pipeline, but I was asked last night to host a Q&A with her and Francis Lawrence and Joel Edgerton. And normally they get someone, you know, who's like been in the business for much longer than I am, or, you know, not, I'm kind of a kid compared to a lot of other journalists who've been doing this for a while. So I just, they asked me to host this Q&A in front of like 250 people last night at Landmark East Street Cinema. It was just kind of a cool, I know, you guys are rapping.
All right. Have a good weekend.
It's a good bit. It's the best bit of 2018.
It's pretty good.
Kevin, appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kevin.
You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin McCarthy TV.
Not just Kevin. I mean,
you won't do it to John.
Well, we used it on Peter from Burke a couple days ago. Now Kevin.
Yeah, it's a good move. It's the only way to play him out. And then
it's definitely going to be used on AWOD at some point. Just a matter of time.
You don't have to hear the JP, the hey J. You know, it's actually brilliant. It really, really works.
It's very smart. It's the best thing you ever came up with.
Yeah, nice job there, stupid.
I hit every now and then.
Every once in a while, you get a single.
By the way, no chance Jason or Eric goes to see Black Panther.
Correct.
I don't really do superheroes.
Although I will see Red Sparrow.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Why do I want to see a movie that's going to give me nightmares?
Yeah, it gave Kevin nightmares. Hey, doesn't mean it's going to happen to you.
Don't be so
soft. Don't be so soft.
I'm kind of soft.
You'll like it.
Maybe I will. I like Jennifer
Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence getting naked? You're not going to like that?
Yeah. I mean,
you can see that in other places.
Yeah, I can see that
on my computer.
Yeah, that's true.
We're the
but this is the big screen, my friend.
Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You know, after the show, I'm sticking around here. Bad beat that I can't do it as a call-in. But CK asked all of us if any of us could do the Sports Reporters podcast.
You're a good man.
Which has legends. Bob Ryan, Mike Lupica, and Mitch Albom. And for that, I have to do a little preparation.
Why?
For a parting shot. They asked me. I did an interview.
Not an interview.
I did a phone meeting yesterday with a couple of the producers, and they just basically said, all right, you're just going to be the fourth sports reporter. And it's a little weird because I guess everybody's going to be in different spots. It's going to be weird when you know when to chime in.
Yeah, Lupica's going to be in New York. Ryan's going to be in Boston.
Right.
And you have...
Album's going to be in... Where does he live?
Detroit.
You have zero chemistry with all three of them.
Right. It's going to be weird and brutal.
That's why... there's two reasons why I passed. A, I would just be intimidated. I don't feel worthy of being on that panel, to be honest with you. Those guys are real legends.
I would be a little nervy.
Yeah, those are legends.
But I didn't realize that. I thought it was just a call-in, like on the way home.
Sure.
I didn't realize it was an hour and you had to be here in the studio.
Oh.
I didn't realize that.
That's enough to just...
How were you born such a better person than me?
You know what? He likes it.
Paul and Lourdes Flame.
Here's the thing.
You know what?
Genetics.
Really good parents.
Here's the thing. No, he likes it.
You do?
I don't think he's doing it to
No, I'm definitely nervous about it because it is going to be weird. But somebody has to represent the junkies.
Why?
You guys
just
all said
pass.
No.
Just pass. I passed.
I feel like it's a good opportunity for national exposure for the junkies in some small way. Not that it's probably going to change any trajectory of our careers.
No, it won't.
But the career trajectory shot.
And if we don't do it this week, we're going to do it next week. And if we don't do it next week, we're going to have to do it the following week.
No, we're not.
Because...
They have
a deal with Entercom and the Entercom host. So each week, the Sports Reporters National Podcast is having somebody from Entercom station.
Have somebody from Entercom fill
it. Are they going to ask us? Are they going to ask us again to do this?
I don't know
possibly.
About that. But they had Mike Stone, who we've had on. Remember, he used to do the Stony and Wojo show, I want to say, in Detroit.
Cakes, get ready. Matter. Get ready to do it in a month.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not doing it.
Some point.
I don't know this guy.
Anyway, the hard part is...
I don't know
I'm not doing a parting shot.
I had to write a parting shot, which lasts between 45 seconds and a minute. So I was writing it down.
Oh, you have to do like a John Feinstein sports minute.
I mean, we did that like on the TV show years ago.
Yeah, right.
BCTV.
You dummies. I'm not doing it with Mike Lupica.
Right.
The producers contacted me. I actually shot a text back, and I said, oh, this is like what we used to do. One of the guys actually grew up listening to our show. He's an executive vice president. I don't know exactly his job title for Cadence 30.
What was the name of the segment that was similar to that?
Under Our Skin.
Okay.
We actually... blatantly ripped off the Sports Reporters, and we closed
down
we're
not original.
Okay. Like they do with the parting shot with Under Our Skin, and he's like, you have to tell the story of blatantly ripping off the Sports Reporters.
Okay. That'll be fine. What are the topics they want to hit?
Don't know.
They didn't tell
you. They were going to send me topics, and then they didn't send an email. So.
So you're blind?
You gotta go.
It'll be fine. I'll contact them now. But well, it's the major topics. He said basically four big sports topics in the world. You know, so I would
That's fine.
You watch all 3 minutes of the Olympics.
Right, but he
you
said,
don't watch Olympics.
Yeah. Exactly right.
They're going to ask you about Schifrin.
Yeah,
go,
they're asking about skeleton.
And they're familiar with the show. I said, look, if you ask about the third line in the Capitals, I know nothing
about
it. We're
talking about a round peg in a square hole.
They said, no, they're going to
fit.
That they will probably bring up the Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith deal. It'll be a lot of the DC sports
topics. They're
going
to cater stuff to
DC sports angles for you.
All right, so that's an easy one.
It'll probably be the John Wall, Marcin Gortat, everybody eats type deal.
All right.
Well, like I said, like you're
Bryce
just a better
Harper
man than me.
Leaving after the season.
I'm not doing that show.
Ever.
No.
That's just
unless we all hosted it. If Entercom wanted the Junks to host, what's the name of the show again?
Sports Reporters.
Sports Reporters.
We'd
sure.
be the Nubs Reporters.
Yeah.
The non-reporters.
But I'm not on a show with Bob Ryan, and I have too much respect for them, and I'm not doing that.
They're
it's funny because
reporters.
Those three have the best chemistry. They have chemistry like we do.
Right.
Exactly.
And then JP's going to be thrown in.
And then they're going to throw you in.
JP's flying the ointment.
Big time flying the ointment.
Plus, the funny part, too, that he was telling me, he was like, you know, you'll get online and you'll chit-chat for a minute or two. And then, you know, Mitchell essentially be the quarterback and Mitchell kind of fill you in on the show rundown. And then Mitch is going to introduce each person and you're supposed to say... Because on the sports reporters, they go, I'm Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe.
Right.
And Mitch Albom, I'm Mitch Albom from the Detroit Free Press.
And JP's going to say, I'm JP from the Junks.
Yeah.
From Nubs.
You know what? That's reason enough not to do it.
Those three guys are Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, and Randy Johnson. And then you're Tim Wakefield.
You're A.J.
Tim
Cole.
Wakefield.
You're A.J. Cole on your best day.
No, my point is those guys are all fireballers, and you come in, you're just a junk baller. You're just knuckler.
Yeah.
And I'm John
You couldn't be more different.
From the fan.
And those dummies want to talk to you like a hole in the head.
Yeah, they're
they have zero interest in your dumb opinion.
Right, but they're
and
just...
mine. I mean, and I
wouldn't. Get it.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys know that J.P. was sending those guys newspaper clippings about the junkies' backstory in the email chain?
To Mitch and all those
guys? To all the sports reporters.
Oh. Yeah, all of them.
taking pictures.
Well, first of all,
Mike Lupica, as soon as he gets it, goes, delete.
He's
not
me.
On the email.
There's a bunch of people.
Don't tell me that.
Here's the deal.
Hey, Mitch, this is us in the Bowie Blade.
Now, Lupica, I don't think we've ever had Lupica on.
I think we have.
Maybe, but years ago.
Yeah,
but we've had Bob Ryan. We had Bob Ryan on like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but he doesn't know who we are.
He's going to remember the name of the
Bob
show.
Ryan, he might know the name, but...
Bob Ryan, doesn't he have a family connection, though? Is he the guy who has the family connection that lives here?
No, it's... No. That's somebody else. I'm blanking on it. We just had
we
that
just
guy
had Sam
on,
Smith.
His son.
Yeah.
No, I know Sam Smith.
No, but then there's also the criminal reporter for ESPN that we used to have on.
Right.
Lester Munson.
Stop Bob Ryan.
Munson.
No. Bob Ryan gives two poops about this show. He does 2,000 radio interviews. He probably doesn't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. We've had him on multiple
times. It doesn't matter. You're a zilch compared to those Hall of Famers.
Hey, why don't you bring up the fact that you mistook Bob Ryan column written by a totally different Bob Ryan.
Right. For a counterfeit Lupica. Blogger. Yeah.
Bring it up with them.
Maybe
see how
I'll
that
just
works.
Do that or talk about Bob Ryan, the weatherman.
Could do that as well.
The whole time.
So where are you doing it?
One of the studios here.
So maybe this studio.
Hey, can you can you get Adam to film that?
Oh, I would not want a camera in here.
He's doing it, I think, in the little tiny edit.
Just behind the scenes of JP just stumbling and bumbling. And
I just have one word for it. Hard.
That's your description?
Yes. I'll be thinking about you when I'm laying in my bed watching Golf Channel.
I heard a bombshell.
Did?
That Adam may have an announcement. He may actually have an announcement. I think the boys heard this. Mm-hmm. But give him a timpani. Give him a timpani or something. This is a bombshell. As far as I'm concerned.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Last night, went out to Don Tito.
Thank you.
And got day after Valentine's Day buns.
What? Hold on. I thought this was an AWOD free month. I thought it was February was AWOD free.
Not if he hits cheeks.
Not if you want ratings.
There are exceptions.
Now, hold on. Is this an old, this is like an old chick that you tagged before?
Old drawers?
Old drawers?
Complete rando.
No, it's not.
Yep. Had my game going. Closed.
What happened?
I'm shocked.
She was obliterated. Did you get her hammered?
What happened? I was obliterated.
Right.
Now, there's also the possibility that he's lying.
That's true.
He could be lying about this whole meter, thing.
Is it off the chart?
Remember that.
I actually do believe him because he gave me a few details.
It's been
about
vetted.
The whole thing.
It's been properly vetted.
Like he was sized for the other girl, but she wanted his friend, and so he got the nub.
So
girl.
You got the nub.
He got the grenade.
Honestly, like, how would you rate this one? About a 4? Brett Favre?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Really?
Oh, worse than the one that won't text you back.
Yeah. Did you
know how heinous a 4 is?
I mean, Lurch, it wasn't that bad.
All right, when you say 4, like body 4 or body and face 4?
Yeah. Let's break it down.
A combo 4.
What was the face? I told Draft 5 and he's, you know, forced me to go down a point.
Oh, because
he said a 5 and I said is that an AWOD 5 and he goes, "Yes." So I go, "Probably a 3." And he goes,
"You didn't
yeah.
see a picture."
I thought you said only sillies went to Don Tito though.
Well, but you know what? It was a bad
silly
night.
Silly might bring
it was a
pig.
Bad night for Don Tito.
Might bring a pig to set her off a little bit. You know what I mean?
I guarantee the sillies outweighed the fours.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like nothing outweighs this girl,
so her
though.
Face was probably,
oh, really?
Her face was probably a 3. What was the body?
No, I'd say her face was a 6. Her body was a 4.
And so, okay. Well, what about the 3? I thought you told Drabby it was a 3.
No, Drab's getting the 3 just because he it's me.
Right. Did you find her Facebook photo and all that yet?
I don't have any info about her.
Yeah,
this
I
is
bet.
A one and done.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Never again.
So what happened? So you met her. You were sized for the friend, of course, because the friend was hotter.
So I'm at Don Tito with my boy, and we have this bit that we do because he's Adam with an E. Because he's French, so it's A-D-A-M-E. Oh. And so we're the Adams when we go out. And chicks,
oh my God.
They get butt-sized.
Yeah, they do, sure.
I mean, because we spell it differently.
Right.
Sure they're excited.
Go ahead. So what happens?
So we go up to the two girls. Because
you're hammered at this point.
I am Adam with an E. Yeah.
Just happened.
What a joke.
Go ahead.
Just happened that they were both named Brittany.
You're kidding.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
And then after that, it was easy. Easy pickings.
You know what's coming.
Bought a couple margaritas.
Right.
Then we went downstairs a floor to get another drink.
Right.
And then this girl's talking and my ear's off here. And then I look.
And are you sized?
I'm just thinking
I'm just going to have to do this.
I'm hammered and I'm still hoping and grasping that we're going to switch and I'm going to get her fresh.
It was date. He's eating all the appetizers at Don Tito. Not the rest of us.
Did the girl get gravy on the rocks?
So then what happened?
So we're talking, and I look to my right, and my boy is like funny. Making out with her best friend.
Right there.
Right
in the middle
there.
Of Don Tito. It's so hurting. Classy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Classy.
And so then he tells me, hey, we're getting out of here.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, man.
Now, it's not your roommate, is it?
No.
Okay.
This
so
my
he
buddy.
Leaves with the silly.
Yeah. I am off to the boudoir.
Yeah. You're left with
he leaves,
the three.
He leaves with the silly, and I look at her, and I'm like, all right, let's go home.
That's what you said?
Yeah, and she said, all right. Came back to my place.
Right.
And I threw on Pixels, terrible Adam Sandler movie.
Right.
And then it was Netflix and chill.
And you
Netflix
throw on
and
Pixels?
Chill.
What is she? I'm running out the front door.
What industry is she in?
You know what? I don't know. I really didn't ask much about her. She was sized for my sweater. And that's all I remember.
Is she
that's all you remember?
She works in the zoo.
She's a Zamboni.
Well, good for you, Adam.
Hey, was
you can see her in 40 different Cats games.
Hey, oh, were you sized at all?
I was butt sized.
Were you?
Yeah.
And then how did the date?
Because I hadn't
end?
Gotten the buns, and I mean, since about Thanksgiving,
right? So it was a slump buster for you.
Right.
It had.
I had to get back on the horse.
It had to happen.
And now
yeah,
I got.
She was literally
confidence.
A horse.
Yeah. Did she spend the night then? Did you just kick her out this morning? Like, is she still at your crib?
No. I kicked her out at like, you know, like 5:15.
When you left.
Mm-hmm.
You really?
He said he smashed one more time before he left.
What?
Yeah. We woke up at like 4:15.
And you were still sized?
at, well, I wasn't still sized, but she was trying to get me sized.
Why not?
Yeah.
And so you got after it?
Yeah.
Did you use condoms?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better.
No messing around.
Right.
It's just a gross picture.
Kevin getting after it.
Yeah, with that.
With the Zamboni.
Yeah, with the Zamboni.
Was she better? Was she
just called him Kevin?
Yeah.
It's what was Adam.
That? Adam. Was she more attractive?
Adam with an A. Than, you called him Kevin.
Than Jadavion Clowney chick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Imagine what his boxers smell like right now.
Oh, they're so hurt.
Yeah, because
you didn't shower after you smashed, did you?
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah, but I probably don't smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know she probably doesn't.
Kevin smashed.
Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin's
name is Adam.
Twice.
Thanks, Coach.
Are you okay?
I'm tired.
Are you okay?
Adam smashed.
I think he has early onset.
Yeah, man.
I could.
Kevin.
We just had Kevin on. I guess I got Kevin on my brain.
Yep.
I'm stunned.
That's
quite
a story.
I'm for one stunned.
I'm
and here I was
stunned.
Breaking his balls about the six. Not returning this text.
EB, the thing is that the day after Valentine's Day, girls are just in the mood.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Because they missed out?
Oh, yeah. Because I talked to like three or four chicks last night. This was the only one that got sized, but there were a lot of hot chicks out last night.
He casts a big net.
Yeah.
And he finally caught a fish.
Just got to catch one. Just got
a
real
needs
one
a big
in.
Net.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Remember,
nice job, Adam.
John Feinstein, best-selling author, joins us at 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports watching. A bunch of people were tweeting us at Junks Radio saying, I thought this was an AWOD free month. This is actual AWOD news, monumental
news.
That's definitely make an exception.
Worthy. Are you kidding? The guy hits skins about every 6 months. You know? If the guy has his biannual buns or whatever
right.
it is.
I guess it needs to be reported. That's our sports reporter's bit. We just reported that AWOD got the buns.
By the way, Drabby, how quickly did he run to tell you that story? Did he, like, text you on the way into work, or?
It was our first trip to the kitchen this morning at 6:15.
So, how does he bring it? I'm just curious how he brings it up.
He just had that dumb smirk on his face, and I said, what's going on?
You knew something was up,
right? He kept saying, let's go to the kitchen.
Right.
Like, 7 times, and I kept saying no, and he goes, please, I got something to tell you.
Please.
They do walk to the kitchen together a lot.
Oh, they do.
Like,
hand in hand.
Probably three or four times per show.
I thought we were gonna do like the two man luge bit with these two dummies, like with the saucer.
You were supposed to bring in the saucer.
Not me. Cakes.
I don't have a saucer at my house.
I don't know that I have one either. Maybe
I may have at one point. I don't think
maybe
I have
it might.
Why don't we just get a chair? Have them someone sit on someone's lap and we just push it around the office.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
So
it's
got dumb.
I like the saucer.
Like, isn't there? There has to be like a dolly laying around here somewhere, right? With actual wheels on it.
Gotta be.
Yeah, just stack them on top of it like pancakes and push them around the office.
Right. Two man?
Yeah.
You just call it a two man bobsled?
Sure.
Right. I don't know. These two dummies, they love, I don't know how many trips to
they do love hanging out together.
They take together. Does Drabby ever tell you about his skins?
No.
His married skins?
No. Yeah. I don't think it happens.
Really?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Man. Hey, Drabby.
Libido's just drying up over there.
When he tells you the stories, do you ask details?
Well, I only ask details because I'm going to run and tell you guys.
Right.
Yeah, but
I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't really care. I know you don't care.
No, I mean, he does some things that I just can't believe he's doing.
Like?
But they're not radio friendly.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Just with random women at the bar, the last one standing that you just shouldn't be doing.
Oh, I can imagine what he's probably doing.
Are you getting the sense that this was a last one standing bit?
100% chance.
It's called a war of attrition.
Tim Allen.
Really? Have you asked?
Tim Allen TV show.
Have you asked?
No, somebody out there.
Like, I got it. I did not.
I was at the entertainment guru.
I was like,
looking
like that. Someone in Percyville got
Tim
it.
Allen.
Have you asked for a picture or you don't even
he
want
says he
see.
Doesn't have anything.
Yeah. Oh, I would love
I've
to see
begging.
A picture.
But it's possible he might not have a picture. He just met the girl
last night. He finds women without a social media
imagine,
footprint.
You can't just imagine the ugliest girl in D.C.
It is shocking. When
why
you
do you hate
see
me so much? What did I do to you?
The girl
him. He says she's a 3. You know she's worse than that.
No, he said she was a 5, so we're putting her on a 3. Right? Well,
hey, don't you know the guys?
Well, no, but then he said it was a
here's
four.
What we do.
You know it's probably worse than that.
You know the people that own Don Tito. There has to be like a
security cam footage.
Surveillance camera.
You guys care that much?
Not like really.
The other day, yes.
You guys do. Eric has this
I'm just
weird
kind of extending
thing.
The bit.
Like the other day when
I don't
he
care that much.
You got anything else on
had
the
a date. When he had a date. I didn't even ask to see what the girl looked like.
You
I don't
have
care.
No interest in the kid. I get it.
I have interest
I
in
do.
The kid to play tennis with him.
Oh,
I played basketball.
Take a bullet.
I don't
Why
care
would you want
who
to play
dating.
Tennis with him.
Played tennis with him a couple times.
Don't way sleep on my forehand kicks. Way more interested in his buns getting or lack thereof. That to me is compelling.
I have the confidence now that I might slay Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I'll bet again. Can I take the field?
Monday's
bet
a 3-day weekend.
So why do you? Think
I think you'll run out of money.
Why do you?
I don't know how you afford going to Don
Tito. Well, he just uses credit card. You know, he's probably got a huge debt.
Oh.
Why do you think? Why do you have a swagger now? Did you do it? Do you feel like you figured something out?
A little bit. Yeah.
What did you figure out?
Yeah, try and slay
he got
twos.
Lucky with a hard thing. He shouldn't be that confident.
I was my social cues got better last night.
How?
I kind of just knew right away that she wanted it.
The pig. Yeah.
Well, because her friend, I will say her friend leaving with his friend is helpful because then the friend is at the bar by herself. So she's like, might as well.
Maybe you learned that you have to just shoot low. You know what I mean? Like, just take the pig. Just take the pig by its horns or whatever it takes. Right?
That'd be the bull by its horns.
No, I know. I'm combining it. Just take the pig.
No question.
Take be aggressive.
Pig, just take the pig by the horns.
Take
Absolutely.
The pig. Be aggressive.
I love it.
Go for the pig first, because that's where you're going to have success, right?
No, I mean I put in the work for her friend, but
yeah,
right,
and that's
I mean
fruitless.
At the time I felt like I'm not going to leave here alone. I mean, right. I spent too much money.
Let me ask you a question: would this girl, if she
so
played,
needy.
If she played for the Divas, right? Would she play on the D line or would she be like a silly corner,
tight end?
Tight end.
Yeah. Kind of a tweener.
She yeah. weigh more than you.
Yeah.
He start using melted butter as cologne.
Did she weigh more than you?
I don't think so.
Really?
It's close, yeah. though.
You had to ponder it.
Well, I mean, I've gained some weight recently, too.
So right. What do you think the combined weight of those two bigs
I
was?
Have no idea.
Huh? Mm.
I'd what rather not
you,
think about it.
What are you tipping the scales at? About 190?
Recently.
Two bills?
Close to it, yeah.
Two bills.
It's embarrassing. I'm 25.
Could your bed support you two pigs?
He probably has a bed on the floor. Let's be honest. He doesn't have a frame.
You don't have like a frame or anything, do you?
I mean, it's a Nubs little plastic frame. Right. I think I got it from Costco.
We all,
no chance
it's the worst room in the country.
Terrible.
Can you take a picture of your Nubs room? Like, don't clean it up. Take a Nubs picture.
You ever see The Dungeon and Kiss the Girls? It was nicer than I'm
Can
sure
Can you take
your
a
room.
Picture, like, of your unmade bed in the morning with, like, your dirty drawers on the floor?
Yeah.
You know, like you normally keep it?
His sports posters.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
It's definitely sports and Star Wars.
He's got sports posters. Oh, and he's turning up pixels to get her in the mood.
Hold on. You have what? Give us the sports posters you have.
We
in
had
room.
Posters. We so had Bo Jackson.
But he's 25.
In middle
25.
School.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I have the iconic Michael Jordan UNC game-winning photo where that kind of started his career.
I actually like that one.
I love that.
And from 1982?
Yeah,
National
we're hitting the jumper with
from
about
the
16
baseline.
Seconds
Here's
left.
The question.
Against
see,
Jordan?
Classy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, is a great, it, that's actually a great
wasn't
shot.
Wasn't a baseline.
Is
wasn't
it
a baseline
framed?
Shot.
No, it's more like an elbow-ish.
Is it framed? Well, is it classy?
Wing.
Is it in
no
a board
way it's
or
framed.
You just have it like, the
thumbtacks.
Actual poster with thumbtacks?
So it is not framed, but there is a cardboard piece behind it, and then it is nailed to the wall.
Oh, my God.
So nuts. So it really is an iconic photo that you've butchered.
Do you honestly think he has $300 to spend on a frame?
No, but it's not $300
you
to frame
that. Frame. You
whatever.
Get,
whatever.
You can
get
you can get a plastic outline frame to make it look
you
classy.
Can, yeah, I mean, you could go to
they were selling it
Office
at FedEx.
And get
All right, so what else do you have?
I got it at a tailgate at FedEx.
You have Jordan?
So, yeah, I have Jordan. I also have another iconic photo of Jordan at Jordan and Kobe at Jordan's last All-Star game.
Okay, so you have Jordan and Kobe. What else?
And then I have an old Redskins photo. I think it's Sammy Baugh slinging it.
Okay.
So random.
I love the Sammy Baugh.
What Sammy Baugh?
You sold you have a Sammy Baugh.
He knows nothing about.
You know nothing about slinging Sammy.
Oh, I know a lot about slinging Sammy, and I've been learning about Sam Huff recently too.
Right.
Big
All
superstar.
Right. So go ahead. Is that it?
And then I have
said Star Wars.
Yeah, I have an outline of Darth Vader's helmet made out of smoke.
And anything else? That's four.
Oh, and then I have a when Tom Daly and I went to NovaCon, I got an autographed painting of Yoda also.
Okay, so you have Yoda. Yeah. So you have five, so the,
and I have Barb. Barb from Stranger Things signed my poster.
And Barb. Okay, so you have six things. Anything else? Is the room painted?
Oh, and then I have a silly picture of my mom holding me as a baby.
Is that on your wall?
Yeah, I'm butt naked in the photos.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You have a picture of Maury, a poster of him as well?
No, I couldn't find that.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's
like
a serial killer's room.
Oh, and then I also have this Nubs poster back when Dusty got hired. And like it's FP and Dusty and the whole broadcast team.
These are free posters. He's acquired.
You're putting that in your dude, you're a grown ass man. Your next birthday, you're gonna be 26 years old.
Yeah. It'll be my golden year.
Remember, you used
what
to have
a
why? I don't know. Golden year? What does that mean?
So this girl told me that the year that is the day that you're born is your golden year, and it's supposed to bring you a lot of luck. So I was born December 26th. Next year would be my golden year.
So when you're 26th year, that's
so everything's going to just line up perfectly.
So
for
if you were born on April 1st, your golden year is when you're one.
Yeah, which is
probably
the dumbest
thing I've ever heard.
So tough.
A lot of people don't realize the potential of their golden year because it happened when they were a child.
Right.
But I know it's coming and I'm ready.
All right, will you take a
you're
picture of that?
You're going to be just as numb to your golden year as you are now. Trust me.
We'll try and enforce the AWOD free zone next
week. I'm gonna Google tight ends for the Divas just for fun.
All right, coming up next, best-selling author John Feinstein, Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.